This is Piedmont Arts. I'm Rachel Stewart.
We're coming around the 250th birthday of America this July. So it's sort of a great time to reflect on who we are as a country and also who we are becoming.
America's 250th anniversary is being celebrated across the region and the country over the next several months. Charlotte Ballet will be performing a work that pays tribute to America's uniqueness May 7th through 10th. It's called 1,000 Pieces, and it's the creation of artistic director Alejandro Cerruto. He's our guest today, and we'll talk about what inspired him and what you can expect from the performance. And Phil Vavra has his weekly fanfare segment, which will give you some ideas for things to do for fun in our region, especially with Mother's Day weekend coming up. Charlotte Ballet Artistic Director Alejandro Cerruto's full-length ballet, 1,000 Pieces, receives its Charlotte premiere May 7th through 10th at Knight Theater. The work is inspired by Marc Chagall's America Windows, a stained glass piece which was created to celebrate America's bicentennial back in 1976. The music for the ballet is by Philip Glass. Cerruto and Charlotte Ballet are performing this in honor of America's 250th anniversary this year. So Alejandro, first, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
Can we talk about the origin of the work? Kind of start at the beginning, like why Chagall's America Windows? Why was that an inspiration for you?
This work started in, it was created in 2012. And the work piece that is created or inspired by is, as you mentioned before, America Windows. America Windows by Chagall celebrate America and celebrate the melting pot of cultures that this country is, and celebrates theater, dance, music, freedom of religion. That was very important to me. And it was, I'm also originally from Spain and became a naturalized citizen a few years ago. So it's very meaningful for me, and it seemed like a perfect point of inspiration to create a performance. And it was my first full length work that I created. I don't know. I feel like everything clicked on how everything the starting point of everything from Marc Chagall's work and what they represent and my background also here in the United States. I came to the United States in 2005. So yeah, that sort of is the essence for me of how this work was created.
I was going to ask about that experience as somebody who wasn't born in the United States, but has chosen to be here. And I know Marc Chagall never became an American citizen, as far as I know, but he did spend time in this country. And I just wonder, is there a perspective that you think you have or that he has on this country that maybe those of us who've been here our whole lives don't think about as much? And does this work have that in it?
Yes. So Marc Chagall gifted this their massive windows as a gift to the city of Chicago, to as a thank you gift, really, for embracing him as an artist. I mean, I wouldn't compare myself to Marc Chagall, but as an artist, but definitely my career as an artist has been incredible here in the United States. And as an immigrant, I feel very thankful that I am very grateful that I've been able to really grow as an artist, and that this country has given me that opportunity. So absolutely, there's something similar for me in that aspect, and something very, very powerful. And reflecting back in my career now, it's really special. I've lived in other countries. I lived in Germany and I lived in the Netherlands. And of course, I lived in my home country, Spain. But the majority of my life, I lived as an adult, I lived abroad. And I always hoped that people in my home country treat immigrants the way I've been treated around the world, including here in the United States.
Can you, this isn't something that you naturally do or think about, but is there any way you can describe for us what those windows look like? And then maybe talk about how that, what you've created visually
yes.
is related?
It's very interesting. When I knew I was going to create a work inspired by those windows, I went to the museum, to the Art Institute a lot, and I observed them. There are three windows about, like, I would say six, 8 feet by 8. Each one of them, they're mostly blue, different shades of blue. They have several pieces, of course, perhaps around 1,000. And they have some glimpses of red and green. And of course, the way the light goes through the stained glass is very special and magical. And it's funny because I did a lot of research on Marshall on the windows. And then when I started creating the work, I never came back, and I did it on purpose. My research and my preparation had ended, and then I didn't want to create the work necessarily about them, but inspired by them. So the work is inspired by that, the memory that was left on me on all the colors and the emotions that the work transmitted. So I'm not trying, with this work, I'm not trying to teach anyone about the windows, or I'm not trying to replicate the windows on stage, but yet it's more of a personal inspiration and response to that artwork.
So when people come to see the performance, what will it look like? I've seen a video, I guess, that was done in Chicago, and I noticed that it seemed like there was a lot of blue light on the stage. But can you give us a little description of what people will see?
Yes. It is an abstract work, and the music is by Philip Glass. And although it's abstract, there are so many emotions that we all will agree that we feel, you know, and it's a little bit of a journey through this performance. And to me, and I barely talk about this because I love the audience to experience their work as they will, but I understand that it's also we can all appreciate when we get a little bit of help and maybe a different point of view coming to a show and. So I'll talk about this, but so I sort of represented the windows in three different aspects. The first section of the work is sort of we have these panels of that are translucent and they're movable, and then so as if the dancers came through the windows and became the work became alive, and it's not, there are no stories, they're more of feelings and sensations and pure beauty. The music of Philip Glass is absolutely gorgeous, and the dancers are phenomenal. And the floor, it's a special floor that is shiny, so it reflects the light in a beautiful way. The lighting designer and the set designer did a wonderful job. And then the second reiteration of the windows are three curtains of mist, of water. And there is water on the floor. So the dancers dance on the water. And that was a very, very unique and very cool way of exploring a new way of moving. So we choreographed that section with water. So we went to the studio, dump water on it, and then we discover movements that we could otherwise not do. It worked out very, very well that we really started with the water and not did the choreography first, and then just hope that the dancers would not slip and fall. And that part of the work is really, really striking. And then the third reiteration of the windows is sort of as if everything would have beautiful exploded. So it's a sort of an explosion, but it's in a magical way, not in a destructive way. So all the pieces of the set are floating in the air, and it's much more surreal and sort of reiteration of the windows. So it really is a journey, and it's very abstract, but at the same time it goes by really, really quick, and it finishes in a very soft, quiet way. It's really difficult to explain the work.
I'm sure it is. I mean, because it is visual, but it's moving visuals and there's sound too. So thank you for trying. And yeah. Actually, I think I got a sense of it. I have seen that very, it's a relatively short video clip that's out there on the internet. And I will say that it is striking and it's very beautiful. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you tell us why you chose the music of Philip Glass?
For me, to choose his music was relatively easy. For the contrary is that usually for me, that is the hardest part. But somehow for this, it just seemed like it fit perfectly. And I love the idea of also celebrating an American composer for this work. I think Philip Glass is one of the great masters of our time. And he still lives. So often we celebrate artists 200 years after they passed. So I love the idea too of celebrating his music and his talent. And he's turning 90 next January, by the way. So wait to celebrate his birthday too. But yes, it just flows through the piece very beautifully. I also chose very different pieces of music. So it's not just one concerto or one, it's not just from one album, but it has a string quartet, it has a piano concerto, it has a piano solo as well. It has a small part of an opera from Einstein on the Beach. Yeah, it just seemed like there was no other music that I would have chosen. So it was easy.
And the Charlotte Symphony will be performing along with you. Is that right?
Yes. And we love that. I mean, that adds so much. And I mean, we love collaborating with the symphony. We love collaborating as much as we can with local organizations and together continue to build upon the art in this city and make this We really need to grow the arts and culture and make a stronger and stronger mark. And also find a way in which the arts become part of people's lifestyle, right? So this collaboration with the symphony is perfect. And this work is also about people coming together to create something special. Like this country, I feel also is part of this, all these cultures came together and formed this country. So this work with the dancers on stage and the musicians on the pit and the crew behind the scenes, it's all these individuals in sync to create a show. And of course, it wouldn't be complete without the audience. The audience is also there experiencing all that work of all those people in synchronization in one moment. I don't think it could get any more special than that, that live performance aspect and so many individuals really coming together to create something very beautiful.
Is there anything else that you want to share about this work and this performance?
Well, this performance is really an invitation to experience something really emotionally rich and musically rich, and also, I mean, it's inspired on this work that celebrates America, and we're coming around the 250th birthday of America this July, so it's also sort of a great time to reflect on who we are as a country also who we are becoming. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Alejandro Cerruto, for talking to us today. Alejandro is the artistic director of Charlotte Ballet, and his full-length ballet, 1,000 Pieces, will be performed May 7th through 10th at the Knight Theater. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel.
Up next, it's Fanfare with Phil Vavra. Handing over to you, Phil.
Thanks, Rachel. Mother's Day weekend is upon us, and this edition of Fanfare is filled with performances and events Mom and the rest of the family will love. So let's not waste a second. The Charlotte Master Chorale Chamber Singers have a fun-filled evening of music on tap at the Triple C Brewing Barrel Room in Charlotte, Friday, May 8th. Kenny Potter and Philip Biedenbender will lead Hops and Harmonies, a casual concert featuring several lighthearted works. Hopefully you won't get lightheaded after too many beverages. Pace yourself. The North Carolina Baroque Orchestra Chamber Players are performing Spring into Summer at three locations, May 8th through 10th. The program will feature Spring and Summer from Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons and other works. The concerts are free, but donations are gratefully accepted. They'll be at First Presbyterian Church in Statesville on Friday the 8th at 7 p.m., St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Winston-Salem Saturday the 9th at 4 p.m., and the Lancaster Cultural Arts Center in Lancaster, South Carolina, Sunday, May 10th at 3 p.m. Meanwhile, Theater Charlotte is presenting The Color Purple, May 8th through 24th. The soul-stirring musical based on Alice Walker's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel tells the story of Celie, a young African-American woman who navigates a life of abuse before discovering the strength to break free. Jazz, gospel, and blues songs accentuate themes of hope, resilience, and the power of finding one's voice. You can celebrate Mother's Day weekend with a trip to the Emerald City. Michelle Merrill will conduct the Winston-Salem Symphony for Defying Gravity, the Wonderful Music of Oz, at Reynolds Auditorium in Winston-Salem on Saturday, May 9th. You'll feel like dancing down the yellow brick road with music from The Wizard of Oz, Return to Oz, The Wiz, and Wicked. This has Mom written all over it. Well, my mom, anyway. The Carolina Theater in Uptown Charlotte is bringing The Sound of Music back to the big screen. The five-time Academy Award-winning musical had its Charlotte premiere at the Carolina Theater and ran for a record-breaking 79 weeks from 1965 to 1966. You can relive the magic with Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer on Saturday, May 9th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. The evening showing is also a sing-along with the iconic Rodgers and Hammerstein soundtrack. Mother's Day weekend also has a few festivals to offer, from food to folk art and more. There's the Ballantine Wine Festival, Charlotte Grilled Cheese Festival, Kaleidoscope Fest in Waxhaw, and Foothills Folk Art Festival in Newton, just to name a few. You'll find it all on my complete Fanfare column at WDAV.org, and Fanfare is made possible in part by Bragg Financial. Rachel?
Thanks, Phil. That does it for this week's episode of Piedmont Arts. Be sure to subscribe so you'll get all the new episodes and stay informed about what's happening in the cultural life of our region. You can do that at wdav.org/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcasts. I'm Rachel Stewart.